Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 76 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Shamari Mosley. Officials are warning Kentucky residents about heat-related dangers this summer. Cleanup from the ice storm and subsequent flooding is ongoing in Elliott County. The Kentucky Beef Council isn't expecting an impact from a cyber attack on processors. Lawmakers are once again working on high-speed internet accessibility. The search for a new superintendent in Fayette County is over. In sports, a former University of Louisville coach has pleaded guilty to extortion charges. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low around 66. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news. As temperatures continue to rise and the summer season gets in a full swing, individuals should keep the potential for heat-related illnesses in mind. While heat rash, cramps, and sunburns also fall within the category, the symptoms for heat exhaustion and heat stroke should be kept in mind for those planning outdoor activities over the next few months. Organizations like the Wolf County Search and Rescue Team respond to numerous calls of individuals experiencing these illnesses on hiking trails each year. Drew Stevens is the team's public information officer. He says those dealing with heat exhaustion may feel fatigue, nausea, headaches, and dizziness, which can be remedied through rest and hydration. However, if someone starts displaying symptoms of heat stroke, the situation must be treated far more critically.
One of the keynotes to kind of differentiate heat stroke from heat exhaustion is looking for changes in their level of responsiveness or level of consciousness. So if someone's passing out or they're starting to become irritable, combative, that kind of points in a direction that something more serious is going on. And when we're looking at situations like that, rapid cooling is key.
Steven says while the rapid cooling will assist an individual dealing with heat stroke, they also need to call 911 and seek emergency care. He adds conditioning yourself with lighter activities before committing to more strenuous ones is a major preventative as well. Individuals should also avoid the heat of the day by planning their outdoor recreation for in the morning or evening hours. Elliott County is among the dozens of counties in Kentucky still cleaning up after being hit hard by back-to-back natural disasters this winter. Immediately following the storm, officials focused on restoring utilities to residents but have now turned to removing thousands of damaged and downed trees. Contractors have been working for weeks in the county to cut and remove, then burn the debris. To date, more than 40,000 cubic yards. Judge Executive Myron Lewis says work should conclude within the next month so the county can move on to other more seasonal work.
We need to mow, and until we get this debris out of here, we can't mow. So I'm trying to push this just as I want it done right, but now the expediency has become a big factor here as well.
Lewis says the storms have cost more than $2 million to clean up, the bulk of which will be paid by FEMA disaster funds and the state. Kentucky Beef Council members say they do not want people to worry about the recent cyber attack on meat processors. The cyber attack was on the world's largest meat processing company, JBS. Meat retailer Mark Critchfield tells WKYT prices were rising well before the cyber attack as restaurants are beginning to open more fully.
Unless there's a panic and people start hoarding, which that could cause it, but I would advise people not to hoard. I think there's plenty of meat out there.
Cybersecurity experts say it is important to have employees trained on what is suspicious as attacks like the one on JBS are more common than not. The beginning stages of a plan to bring high-speed, reliable internet access to every home and business in Kentucky is underway. WMKY's Ethan Jenkins has more.
Legislators on the Interim Joint Committee on Appropriations and Revenue received an update from State Budget Director John Hicks on the Last Mile Broadband Expansion Project that focuses on underserved areas of the state. Hicks informed the committee that a request for information will launch within the next 2 weeks. The RFI's purpose is to ask providers, municipalities, and other government agencies their ideas, comments, and their suggestions. During the 2021 legislative season, lawmakers passed two bills to allocate a total of $300 million to broadband expansion in Kentucky. Hicks also reassured the committee that Kentucky Wired would not be involved with the implementation of the project. The next Interim Joint Committee on Appropriations and Revenue meeting is scheduled for July 7th at 1 p.m. For WMKY News, I'm Ethan Jenkins.
The Fayette County School Board has tapped Texas-based Superintendent Dr. Demetrius Liggins to be the next leader of the district. WUKY's Josh James has more.
Friday marked the end of a five-month national search process to find a replacement for former Superintendent Manny Calk, who passed away suddenly in December. Board Chair Tyler Murphy said of the five finalists, Liggins had the best mix of experience and commitment necessary to take the reins in the district.
We felt like, as a board team, that Dr. Liggins was the right fit at this time for Fayette County Public Schools.
Topping the to-do list for Liggins is a listening tour as he works to shepherd schools out of the pandemic and back onto a more predictable course.
Main thing is to make sure that we're transitioning out of COVID. Our students have experienced quite a difficult year, and so has our staff. And so making sure that we have things in place to where everyone is comfortable returning to what may be the new normal.
The board also needs to negotiate a contract with the incoming superintendent, with the goal of having him officially in the job by the start of school in the fall. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Papa John's Pizza in the Patrick Center, Moorhead. Papa John's made-to-order specialty pizzas include The Works, Garden Fresh, Zesty Italian Trio, and Fiery Buffalo Chicken. Side items and desserts include garlic knots, breadsticks, chicken wings, chocolate chip cookie, and double chocolate chip brownie. Curbside pickup or delivery in Moorhead and Rowan County. Papa John's can be reached at 784-3551 and online at papajohns.com.
During a single 24-hour period last September, more than 250 survivors of domestic violence in Ohio couldn't get help when they needed it. According to the 15th Annual National Census of Domestic Violence Services, released in early May, those unmet requests included emergency shelter, transportation, child care, and legal representation. 57% of the requests were for housing. Michaela Deming with the Ohio Domestic Violence Network says funding is very limited and a bottleneck of survivors is waiting for safe housing options.
Our programs have faced catastrophic funding cuts, and you can only spread folks so thin. Advocates are not able to do as much of a deep dive in helping families get all of the services that they need and process through the trauma.
The census found that more than 2,600 survivors in Ohio were assisted in one day, and advocates answered an average of 28 regional hotline calls each hour. Deming says the numbers are consistent with last year's and a testament to the need and effectiveness of Ohio's 75 domestic violence programs. Grow Free Tennessee is a nonprofit organization that educates the community about how to end human trafficking and helps victims with resources to get their lives back. Natalie Ivey is the executive director of the organization. She tells WVLT the individual being trafficked could be controlled by someone close to the victim.
Predominantly, kids and adults who are being trafficked by a loved one. So for our kids, very commonly, it's going to be a family member who's trafficking them. For our adults, it might be someone who they have an intimate relationship with.
Grow Free also helps victims with resources to get their lives back. The National Human Trafficking Hotline is 888-373-7888. Only around 35% of amputees ever receive a prosthetic device, but there are hopes a new bipartisan bill can change that. The AAA Study Act is co-sponsored by U.S. Representative Brett Guthrie of Kentucky. Guthrie tells Spectrum News he's been approached by individuals who have had their prosthetic claims denied by insurance companies and hopes the bill will help find ways to make a difference.
What we want is a study. It doesn't mandate anything, but it's a GAO, Government Accountability Office, a nonpartisan study just to look at these barriers as these develop and come on the marketplace. How do we make them available? And quite honestly, how do we make them affordable? Because they are extreme. They're robotic.
Any member of Congress can request a GAO study, but the agency prioritizes congressional mandates as a result of signed law. Multiple agencies are investigating the disappearance of a missing 3-month-old. Angel Nicole Overstreet was last seen on May 2nd. The investigation is being conducted by the Huntington Police Department with the cooperation and support of the FBI, the West Virginia Intelligence Fusion Center, the U.S. Marshal Service, the Kentucky State Police, the West Virginia State Police, the Ashland Fire Department, and Child Protective Services agencies from both West Virginia and Kentucky. As of Friday, officials say they are working on establishing a timeline of the last known whereabouts and movements of Overstreet. According to WSAZ, they have conducted search warrants in Kentucky and West Virginia and have interviewed multiple people. Investigators say they are interested in speaking to anyone with any knowledge regarding the whereabouts of both Shannon Overstreet and Angel Overstreet between the dates of May 2nd and May 11th. Lexington police say six people were killed in a crash Saturday afternoon on Interstate 75. According to officials, the crash happened around 12:23 p.m. at the 104-mile marker. The Fayette County coroner tells WKYT 38-year-old Jamaica Cottle of Madison County was driving the wrong way on I-75 when her vehicle collided head-on with another vehicle carrying a family of five. She died at the scene. 9-year-old Carmen Green was pronounced dead at the scene. Her siblings, 11-year-old Santana Green, 5-year-old Braden Green, and 2-year-old Jack Green, as well as 30-year-old Kathleen Green, all died at the hospital. The coroner said the family was from Owen County, Kentucky. A former University of Louisville coach pleaded guilty to attempting to extort the U of L men's basketball program. WMKY's Wiley Tanner has the story.
Dino Gaudio admitted during a hearing Friday that after he learned his contract would not be renewed, he threatened to report to the media that the basketball program had allegedly violated NCAA rules concerning recruiting videos. Gaudio admitted he asked to be paid $25,000 a month for an additional 17 months or receive a lump sum payment of $425,000 in exchange for his silence. During the hearing Friday, Gaudio pleaded guilty to interstate communication with intent to extort and waived his right to indict by grand jury. Gaudio is scheduled to be sentenced on August 27th. His guilty plea carries a maximum sentence of several years in prison and a $250,000 fine. According to Wave 3 News, the plea agreement for Gaudio involved probation without imprisonment and the low end of the fine. In court, Gaudio said he currently lives in South Carolina and is unemployed. For WMKY News, I'm Wiley Tanner.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day, but partly sunny skies with a high near 84. Tuesday night, showers and thunderstorms likely with a low around 67. Wednesday, a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 81. And that's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Leanne Akers, Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Carrie Stambo, Wiley Tanner, Cassie Stearman, Jonathan Burton, Ethan Jenkins, Camille Roberts, and WUKY's Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Shamari Mosley for WMKY News. Now back to All Things Considered.